Just going on about George Formby, I've always been told that George was born blind. Do you know what the story is about this?
Yes, he was born with a caul over his eyes. Caul spelt C-A-U-L. Something to do with childbirth, something to do with the placenta or something, and it manifested itself over his head and his eyes. And he was born blind. And he was released from it by a coffin fit on the ferry going over to the Wirral. And I believe his dad was going over to the Argyle Theatre. And George had a coffin fit and this caul kind of fell off and all of a sudden he could see.
I believe, I asked my sister-in-law about this. She was a midwife, tutor midwife, and she said it was probably infantile cataracts, which nowadays would be easily cured. But of course, in those days, you know, it was something that they didn't know how to go about fixing. But nowadays, they could quite cure it easily, I believe.
They take him on the ferry and make him cough, obviously.
Exactly. Well, that's
so the story wasn't wrong that I was told.
No, quite true. It's been documented that George was born blind.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, as I say, we've got in the studio today Jerry and Neil, and Jerry's kindly given us a song already. He's going to give us another song after this next piece of music we're going to play. But this is one of Jerry's personal choices. It's a song called, I'm not going to pronounce this right, Sladeburn?
Sladeburn, yes. It's a village in North Lancashire, and it's a brass band tune, and always reminds me of my dad. My dad loves brass bands, and me and my wife were once decorating our front room, and a brass band came on playing this particular tune, and I just broke down. I was in tears just thinking about my dad, so this is very close to my heart.
Okay, well, try and compose yourself towards the end, because you're going to do a song for us, aren't you?
Try my best.
Have a think what you're going to play. You're going to play a different instrument, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to show you my prowess on this ukulele banjo, which is a little bit louder than the wooden ukulele I played earlier.
Well, we might send you outside the room then.
You might have to. It's very, very loud.
And Karen's going to video it again for the Facebook page later. Okay. So this is your song choice that reminds you of your dad. Okay, now, Jerry, you're going to give us another tune?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a very famous tune, and this one wasn't in one of George's films, but he couldn't get off stage without singing it. It's called My Little Stick of Blackpool Rock.
Crack.
Every year when summer come round, off to the sea I go. I don't care if I do spend a pound, I'm rather rash, I know. See me dressed like all the sports, in me blazer and a pair of shorts, with me little stick of Blackpool Rock. Along the promenade I stroll. It may be sticky but I'll never complain. It's nice to have a nibble at it now and again. Every day, wherever I stray, the kids all round me flock. A fella took me photograph, it cost 1 and 3. I said, when it were done, is that supposed to be me? You've properly mucked it up, the only thing I can see is me little stick of Blackpool Rock. With me little stick of Blackpool Rock, along the promenade I stroll. In my pocket it got stuck, I could tell, cos when I pulled it out, I pulled me shirt out as well. Every day, wherever I stray, the kids all round me flock. The fella took me photograph, it cost 1 and 3. I said, when it were done, is that supposed to be me? You've properly mucked it up, the only thing I can see is a little stick of Blackpool Rock. Thank you. Blackpool up. Along the promenade I stroll. In the ballroom I went dancing each night. No wonder every girl I danced with stuck to me tight. Every day, wherever I stray, the kids all round me flock. A girl while bathing clung to me, I shouted out, oh! She said, I think I'm drowning and you'll save me, I know. I said, well, if you're drowning, do you mind letting go of my little stick of black? Poor rock, it's getting smaller, my little stick of black.
More double entendres that you can shake a stick at there.
That's why I was never in the film.
Now I've lost my voice.
Shall we have the original George Formby? Not George Formby Senior, the George Formby yeah. Junior. Let's have a song from the original George.
Now everybody's got a crazy notion of their own. Some like to mix up with the crowd, some like to be alone. It's no one else's business, as far as I can see. But every time that I go out, the people stare at me with my little ukulele in my hand. Of course the people do not understand. Some say, why don't you be a scout, why don't you read a book? But I get lots more pleasure when I'm playing with me youth. Of course I take no notice, you can tell. For mother's sound advice will always stand. She said, my boy, do what I say, and you'll never go astray if you keep your ukulele in your hand. Yes, son, keep your ukulele in your hand. While walking down the prom last night, as peaceful as can be, when some young girl said, what about a stroll down by the sea? She said her name was Jane and that she'd just come for the day. She looked so young and harmless that I couldn't turn away. So with me little ukulele in me hand, I took a stroll with Jane along the sand. We walked along for miles without a single care or frown. But when we reached the sand hill, she said, come on, let's sit down. I felt so shy and bashful sitting there. Cause the things she said I didn't understand. She said, your love just turns me dizzy. Come along, big boy, get busy. But I kept my ukulele in me hand. Yes, sir, I kept my ukulele in me hand. Made up my mind that I'd get wed some 18 months ago. I also bought a book about the things you want to know. But just about a week ago I got an awful fright. I had to get dressed quickly in the middle of the night. And with me little ukulele in me hand, I ran along the road for Dr. Brand. It didn't take him long to get his little bag of tools. I held his hat and coat and let him have my book of rules. Out of the bedroom door he looked and smiled. Said, come inside and see your wife and child. My heart it jumped with joy. I could see it was a boy, for he had the ukulele in his hand. Oh baby, he had the ukulele in his hand. For he had the ukulele in his hand. Oh,